The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Whether you're getting up and listening to us live on your radio in the house, or you're listening to us on the stream, which a lot more people are doing while they're having their morning coffee, or you're maybe listening to us later on in the day off the podcast and the ESPN Chicago app, which is downloaded for free at your app store. So don't forget that. You can do it. It's not going to hurt. I can do it. You can do it. Okay? You can listen to Chauncey anytime you want, 24/7. Okay, let's talk about this week's show right now. On this week's show, we're going to hear from Captain Tony on the dock by his boat on Lake Michigan. He's only out for a couple more weeks, so if you're planning on trying to get some lake trout before he pulls the boat out for the winter, you better give him a call. But we'll hear from Tony. Then Robert Cartledge, who is president of the Bass Federation and the Walleye Federation, will be talking about those two anglers that, if you didn't hear about the Lake Erie walleye cheating guys, all I can say to you is you must be living in a bag someplace. I mean, it's been on all the network news. It's been all over the internet, etc. So, you know, we're going to be talking to him about those two people. But more important, we're going to be talking about the checks and balances that caught those two guys, which is important. And it's important to all tournaments for whatever species you're fishing for around the country or around the world that's listening to us. But it's also going to talk about what the positive things tournaments do for an area, for a community, for charities, for stocking, for cancer programs, for all kinds of things. I mean, our Constellation one that we do in the spring every year, we're almost at $1 million where we've given to charities. So these tournaments are so good for the environment, for the community, and for ourselves to have fun. We got to remember that too. So we're going to be talking with Bob about that. Then, yep, it's that time of the year. Steve Sillick, head of the Forest Preserve of Cook County Fisheries Division, he's coming to give us the scoop. We're going to get the scoop on the opening of inland trout season on October 15th and what they will be stocking in the five lakes in Cook County. There's 59 lakes throughout the state of Illinois, and you can get that whole list on my Facebook page at Chauncey's Great Outdoors, so you can check that out and, you know, click on that button that says we want to like this and get more information. And then, of course, in the last segment of the show, who are we going to talk to? The one, the only, Aiden. I'll get his fishing report, and we'll see what he's been up to, which is going to be kind of a cool thing because, he's getting excited. You got deer season coming up in Michigan and different things like that, so I'm looking forward to that. But we'll be hearing from them. But a couple things first before we go on further. Do you know the 2022-23 waterfowl season has been announced in Illinois? It's the second year of a five-year waterfowl plan that this fall the opening of regular duck, Canada goose, snow goose seasons is going to be on October 22nd in the North Zone, October 19th in the Central Zone, and November 12th in the Southern Zone, and December 3rd in the South Zone. That's South Central Zone and the South Zone. Remember, there's two different ones. So don't forget about that. Daily limit's going to be 6 ducks of any species. However, the daily limit can't consist of no more than 4 mallards, which 2 of them could be hens, 3 wood ducks, 2 redheads, 2 canvasbacks, 2 black doves, 1 pintail, and 1 mottled duck, and a partridge in a pear tree. Not really. I'm just joking you on that one. But, you know, there's currently waterfowl seasons in Illinois. The teal season is underway. Up to the 25th of September, with a possession limit of 18. But you're seeing statewide, Sora and Virginia is going to be open to the 8 November 18th. Daily limit of 25 of them, and so you got to be careful for that. In Wisconsin, we've got the DNR up there is saying everybody who takes a deer this year should have the deer tested for chronic wasting disease. Whether you butcher it yourself, you can take out that gland and, you know, put it in a, they give you a little kit, an explanation, or you take it to a taxidermist or a processor. They would like all the deer taken in Wisconsin tested for CWD because it's only getting larger and bigger, and you just got to be careful with that stuff. You really do. You know, we're going to be talking with the gentleman about Bob Cartledge about the walleye scandal, the two cheaters they caught. Remember, that's the key, the two cheaters they caught. That's the important thing. And really, those tournaments do so much for, you know, and when you have two bad apples in a big barrel of apples, you've got 1,000 great apples and 2 that were bad, and well, they were caught, and they're going to have the proper thing done with them. But it's just, don't say that tournaments are bad, because you know what? People in all sports have tried to cheat a little bit here and there. And I know that's a terrible thing to say, but, you know, they baseball players scuff up balls or put a little bit of slick on there, or this one does that or that one does that. NASCAR driving, it just goes on and on. So someone's always trying to sneak a little bit extra edge there, which is, and they get caught and then they get banned. But there's so much better to these tournaments that hasn't been talked about on any of the network stations. I just want everybody to know that. But you know what? It's that time. We need to hear from our good friend, Captain Tony. Okay, everybody. Sitting on the dock by his boat. It's Captain Tony. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
No, everybody's doing fine out here in the great outdoors. And how's it looking on, you know, we've had a little bit of rough days again, and nice days, and a rough day, and a nice day. How do you even figure out, well, you know how to figure it out. Don't go out there if there's big waves.
Well, yeah, that's the first rule of thought, you know. You know, if you don't want to get beat up, you know, don't go out in the rough stuff, you know. Always safety, you know. There's been a lot of 3 to 5 foot wave days. There's been some really nice days during the week that we had. It was really nice out there. They're supposed to pick back up here today and tomorrow. We'll see, you know. Yeah, you know, again, rule of thumb, if it's in north, northeast, east, southeast in 2025, you know, it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Hey, most of the catch, I know they're catching some salmon at night close in from the shore for guys casting. Some of them are 3-year-olds. I haven't heard of any huge fish, but out further deep where the charter boats are, you're getting most of your catch is lake trout, right?
Right. Yeah. This time, yeah. There's no salmon around out there. No matter what we put down there, it seems like it's all lake trout suspended, lake trout on the bottom. There's a lot of marks at 100, 150. We thought they were salmon, but they're lake trout.
Yeah.
Once in a while, down off the bottom, you will catch a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, but this time of year, all the lake trout are just migrating, you know, reef to reef to reef. I was actually stopped by Waukegan the other day, and there was a bunch of guys casting in the harbor during, it was about noon. I went down there, and no one was doing nothing, but no, I'm sure there's going to be some salmon around maybe towards if you're going to cast pre-dawn evening, you know. But as far as boaters, you know, watch the weather. If you're coming over to North Breaker, you know you don't want to go out there.
They're coming over the breaker. No, you don't go out. Hey, Tony, I know you only got a couple of weeks before the, you know, the boat takes a little rest for the winter. What's the best way to get a hold of you for go out for a quick charter?
Yeah, I got a handful of dates left here. I'm out on the 24th. I'm done for the season. Great season so far. Call the office at area code 847-838-2037. Visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. There's a quick link there, chat link. Hit that. Send an email straight to my phone. I get back to you as soon as I can. Remember, I'm out there fishing. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Sounds good, Tony. Sounds good. And once again, what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Just sitting at the dock of the bay. Watching the waves crash away, you know. Be safe out there, bud.
All right, thanks. That's the Captain Tony on Diamond Ghost Charters. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, fishermen, come to the largest fishing yard sale of new and used fishing gear you can ever imagine on October 8th and 9th at 3 South 375 Herrick Road in Warrenville, Illinois. From 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., you'll find new and used fishing rods, reels, lures, still in their packaging, of all types, and even antique fishing items for collectors. There is something for everyone. 50% of all proceeds will be going to youth fishing programs in the area. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and spark, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats.
high-tech equipment, ride the wheels and lines. Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors here, and wherever you're listening to us, east of the Mississippi River, and God knows where else on the world. But, you know, you've heard, and if you haven't seen it or heard it, you must be living in a paper bag someplace, because there's been a lot of, I'm going to just use the word press, about a walleye tournament that happened in Lake Erie over the weekend. And, you know, we're going to get to that. But I want to first welcome our guest, Robert Cartledge, who is the president of the Walleye Federation and the Bass Federation. Do you have two different hats at your desk or what?
Well, I've got a few hats at my desk, yes.
And you just exchange them. And Bob, thanks for, you know, coming on to talk to us about that, because, you know, I had a conversation with Jason the other night, and, you know, we went over what happened that night. I know you don't have firsthand knowledge, and
no, I certainly do not.
Right. And, you know, he talked about, you know, and anybody, I mean, you, myself, anybody who's handled a lot of fish, you know, when somebody holds up a fish, you go, that's not that big, or, you know, you're off on that. And these fish weighed like 7 pounds, and they don't look like a 7-pound fish. So, you know, they went through that whole thing, and fine, you know, you can go online and see it. You can see, you know, on YouTube, whatever. Heck, it was on CNN this past week. But there is so much good, I mean, that comes out of tournaments. And people who talk about, you know, cheaters, I hate to say this, but they cheat in NASCAR. They cheat in baseball. They cheat, you know, I can't think of what sport somebody's not trying to get that little edge on. And that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the good these tournaments bring to an area, and how only one, you know, there may be one or two bad apples, but you know what? There's a system that you guys follow to make sure everybody's on the up and up, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, obviously, first off, I have no knowledge of the event up there. I wasn't there, but mm-hmm. Congratulations to Jason Fisher and his crew at LEWT. They are a Walleye Federation affiliate of ours, mm-hmm. Sanction Trail. And obviously, the system worked.
Yeah.
These guys got caught.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to do. So The system works. And, you know, as national organizations, we have lots of checks and balances and countermeasures in place to make sure that those things do work. Many of them, the anglers don't even know about it. And I can tell you from being in the industry, the fishing industry, for 40 years, that it is a very small minority. I would hate to think the amount of dollars we have spent on polygraphs and television over the years. And by and far away, the anglers in this industry are just good, honest people.
Yes.
This kind of thing is not widespread, as some would like to make it to believe in social media worlds and those kind of things. It's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of the people who hunt and fish and spend time in the outdoors, and this is just my personal opinion, make better citizens for our country. They're just more rounded, well-rounded people. They have good common sense. They're just good people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the draw to fishing, whether you're fishing at the Bassmaster Elite Series or the MLF Pro Tour or the Masters Walleye Circuit or the National Walleye Tour. At the very top levels, to the very grassroots level, most of these anglers, the vast, vast majority of them, are just good people that want to have a good time. The camaraderie and work on youth projects and conservation projects and supporting our fisheries and our resources. From top to bottom, they know they're not going to get rich fishing, but they're having a good time, and that's what this sport's all about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with you 1,000%, Bob. I mean, you know, just think about that. I'd say this, you know, you have umpires in a ball game, and they'll walk out to the pitcher and they'll say, "Let me see the ball." You know, you know, and I mean,
exactly.
And I would have rather seen mainstream media talk more about the checks and balances that keep the sport honest than how they portrayed it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly, and I'll give you the perfect example. So while the LEWT event was going on Lake Erie, the Bass Pro Shops Cabela's Masters Walleye Circuit was running the World Walleye Championship at Oconee, Wisconsin. Would that the anglers that won that World Walleye Championship, Steve Vandermark from Linwood, Michigan, and Jerry Fox Jr. from Harrison, Charter Township, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
won that event, Wouldn't it be great if they got the same coverage through the worldwide media for their achievement, their honest achievement, that this other stuff's getting? So I think that's where the breakdown is. It's like a car wreck. A lot of people just can't look away from it. I mean, that's what gets all the so-called media in our world today. And it's unfortunate because, you know, we've got Stephen Van and Mark and Jerry Fox Jr. out there that are the world champions on the same day all this happened, mm-hmm. and they're not getting near the coverage.
Well, you need to send me their phone number because I'm going to give them the coverage, okay?
We'll definitely do that. They deserve it.
Yeah, I will get them both on the same line, and we'll talk about it. I'll have a three-way conversation on the phone. That way they'll both be on to talk about the fishing, how they did it, how they grew up fishing, how they grew up enjoying the outdoors, et cetera. And that's the important thing. I mean, unfortunately, there's a line in the news media, you know, world that says if it bleeds, it leads. And that's pretty dang close to it. And
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But this is...
You know, they're driving readerships. Now, obviously, we want... You know, we want these people known, but at the end of the day, when something like this happens in our industry, and it happens, again, I can tell you it happens very rarely because the fishing organizations, all of us, mm-hmm. share this kind of information. It's known immediately. These kind of things, we've all got a no-fly list, for lack of a better word, that if your name gets on it, you're not fishing another event with us for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
and we share that in the industry to block and tackle these kind of issues when they come up. They just don't come up very often.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I want people to look at these tournaments and say, wait a minute, you know, this looks like a lot of fun. You know, yes, I'm being very honest. You know, when you start getting into some of these real big tournaments and stuff, you see some things in people like, oh my God, these guys are so into themselves. Which is okay, because everyone has an ego, okay? We all have an
Absolutely.
Ego. Yeah, everyone has an ego. And but, I mean, this is where people go, wow, you know, I can learn something from this guy. I can see something. I could, what's the other word I was trying to figure out here? I can get a better understanding of the sport I enjoy with one of these, whether they're on the professional side or they're what I'm going to call a weekend warrior who have a regular job during the week and love to do the outdoors on the weekend, and they do these tournaments. These are all important things. And what they bring to a community, oh, my gosh.
In our economy today particularly, communities need those economic impact dollars when we visit, mm-hmm. When any organization visits a local community, they pump huge sums of money into the local economy, and it rolls over multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, when an angler stops and buys, you know, gas and ice at the local convenience store, well, that convenience store has to buy that ice from the ice manufacturer and gas from a supplier. And mm-hmm. So it rolls over multiple times, and it drives our economy.
Yeah, and many of these anglers, they go into a town, you know, they go out to dinner. They're, you know, because they're not cooking or, you know, sure. in the hotel room. They go out to dinner. And most of these anglers tip heavy. So the waitress that's working her off to, you know, whether she's got kids or whatever, but, I mean, you know, she's working really hard. You know, they're getting a 20% tip from a lot of these anglers because they know how hard they have it.
That's right.
And they
that's
are right. And someone coming to the community.
And it all goes back to the start of our conversation, and it's because most people that hunt and fish and spend time in the outdoors, whether it's bird watching or whatever,
yeah.
are just good people.
Yeah,
they're just good folks. You know, they're competitive, or they wouldn't be fishing tournaments. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if we don't fish tournaments, if you and I get in a boat and go out fishing, we're probably going to bet an ice cream over who catches the first fish or the mm-hmm. biggest fish. Or it's about that camaraderie and that competition that goes on around fishing, whether you're fishing off the bank or out of a boat or where you're at. But you know, the part that most people miss is every one of these anglers will step up and help with a conservation project or a youth tournament, or look at all the boat captains that are out there driving the high school program right now in the fishing industry. These boat captains are taking these kids fishing, spending thousands of dollars out of their pocket, fishing the Student Angler Federation events, no entry fees and no money paid back to kids. We only do scholarships and plaques and awards. But these boat captains are doing that because they're just good people.
Yes. That's a magic word, everybody. The people, 99.99999% of these people in this tournament are good people. That two, absolutely. It's not worth even mentioning those people's names who are cheaters because, trust me, they're on the list, right, Bob?
Yeah, they're absolutely on the list.
You know.
So that's done, and, you know, they'll get their just due one way or the other, either, you know, through the legal system or whatever. But, you know, it's water on the bridge now.
Yeah.
The system worked. They got caught.
Yeah, they did, and I'm glad
that's
they did.
That's all that really matters.
That's all that matters. They got caught. You know, the policeman is going to do what he needs to do, and congratulations on that. But, you know, with you, with the Bass Walleye Federation, the Bass Federation, I mean, and been around a few times around a block like I have been, you know, when you see some of these anglers that have been around in the professional level, you know, I just bumped this conversation up way high. You know,
sure.
There you see them talking to a kid or a dad or a mom that loves fishing, and they give those people the time to get them excited about the outdoors. You don't see
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and most of those guys started in the Federation. So when you look at, you know, Kevin Van Dam, who used to fish out of the Michigan Federation, or you look at Mike Iaconelli from New Jersey, started out in our New Jersey Federation. Jacob Wheeler actually fished our 2006 Junior Championship and now a world champion.
Yes.
These guys come through the ranks as young kids, juniors, through the Federation ranks. Now the top names in the industry, Brandon Palahniuk, just about all the top bass pros and walleye pros started out in the grassroots, and they haven't forgotten where they came from.
No. And when you know, you talk about the walleye pros that are sponsored by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, I mean, these are, you know, like I said, everybody's stop worrying about the two bad apples in that drum, because that drum is full of thousands of other good people. That's
right.
Who we should worry about.
That's right.
Those are the
ones. And the higher you get in the organizations, you know, the more checks and balances are in place, just to give the anglers out there listening some comfort level, you know, because we have the resources to make a lot of that happen. And, for instance, you know, more than half the Masters Walleye Circuit events every year is filmed for television. Well, so we've got a television camera in the leader's boat.
Yeah.
You know, and the other half, you know, we polygraph a lot of events. We have other checks and balances. So there's things out there to keep us all safe, whether you're running a catch, record, release event or a live weigh-in event. There are checks and balances out there. And the reality of it is you're searching for a needle in a haystack, and that's just really the way it is.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, with the I know the walleye, you just had your championship, so you're planning for next year, right?
Yep, correct.
You know, you're planning on the next year thing. And the Bass Federation, and you're doing this for all over the country, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Masters Walleye Circuit schedule was posted on masterswalleyecircuit.com for 2023 now already. And, you know, we've got several hundred walleye clubs around the nation that are part of the Walleye Federation, from clubs, walleye clubs in Texas to Minnesota to Washington, New York, all over. The Bass Federation, of course, we have chapters in every state, including Canada, our partners up in our Canadian Federation in Ontario. So there's something out there from the very local club, like we also operate the National Bass Anglers Association, and that's where we organize the Tuesday night jackpotters and fruit jar tournaments to qualify them to come into a national championship and compete for a Ranger boat. And so we have everything from you know, the Future Fishermen's Foundation, the Hooked on Fishing Not on Drugs program, that's all in our foundation. So from the little bitty guys all the way up to as far as you want to go in the industry, you know, our Federation National Championship feeds right into MLF events, our partners at MLF, and so there's something for everybody there, and we encourage people to get out there. You don't have to spend a lot of money. There's a misnomer to that. It gets a lot of press, but the fish really don't know who's on the other end of the line, if you're male or female, or what kind of equipment you got, or what kind of boat you're fishing out of. Just get out there and enjoy the outdoors.
That's it.
That's the key to it all.
Get out and enjoy it. You know, can't go wrong with that. Well, you know, everyone, we've been talking with Bob Cartlidge, who is the president of the Walleye Federation, the Bass Federation, and many other hats he's got behind his desk, but he won't tell me all of them. And but we talked about the tournaments, and like I said, this one bad press thing this week, and that's so, you know, in a barrel full of apples. There are two bad apples that you just throw away because the rest of the barrel is good. And that's what we need to concentrate on. The checks and balances have all worked. That's the key. The checks and balances worked. And you know what? People are going to get out and enjoy it. People, and there's a kid somewhere who's going to go to a walleye tournament next year or the Bass Federation tournament that, guess what? 6 years down the road, he's going to be fishing in an MLF tournament, an elite tournament, or whatever. And then, you know what? He'll be holding up a trophy that says Red Crest,
that's right,
Bassmaster,
that's right,
Classic Champion, or the Walleye Trophy. And that's where it comes from. And it only makes good people. Cool. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for all you're doing to promote the good in this sport.
That's exactly what we needed to talk about. The checks and balances worked. We talked about it. But there's so much good in this sport with the tournament fishing and all of that. Get involved with it. Go to a couple of them. See how they work. You just might wind up going, you know, I can catch more fish than him. Come on up.
There you go.
Be part of it. Cool. Thanks much, my friend.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Hey, fishermen, come to the largest fishing yard sale of new and used fishing gear you can ever imagine on October 8th and 9th at 3 South 375 Herrick Road in Warrenville, Illinois. From 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., you'll find new and used fishing rods, reels, lures, still in their packaging, of all types, and even antique fishing items for collectors. There is something for everyone. 50% of all proceeds will be going to youth fishing programs in the area. We'll see you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Trolling, 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 trolling.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Lakes and streams are swollen, fingers nearly frozen, walleye. The wind and rainy weather, we're in this boat together, six-pack blue.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me is, yes, it's the man who's in charge of all those creatures that live in the lakes and ponds and... No, we don't fish any streams, but...
creatures, you make them sound not nice.
Everyone, that's Steve Sillick, the man in charge of the Fisheries Division of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, and everybody knows what is happening. What day?
Saturday, October 15th is the big day.
Ooh, yeah. And what are we all excited about?
Oh, well, as usual, the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is happy to provide some nice rainbow trout getting stocked in six of the wonderful Forest Preserve of Cook County lakes for the general public to go and enjoy and try to get them nice rainbows out.
And I think they're very beautiful fish when they're in a frying pan with a nice fair amount of butter and garlic and...
I think they're beautiful when they're swimming around. Once they get out of those stocking tanks and into the lake, and they're swimming around and jumping around, it's a beautiful fish.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I think some of the records dated back to, like, even the 50s.
Really?
The Forest Preserve has been involved in some sort of trout stocking for a very long time. And it's actually expanded over the last few years with the help from the DNR. We've added a couple of new lakes over, you know, this is going back a few years. But no, we're happy to offer six lakes in the fall for this October 15th fall inland trout kickoff.
Yeah. And I want everybody out there who's listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors to understand that, yes, the DNR is helping with a couple of lakes, but really the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is... takes money from their budget and buys a lot of the trout that are stocked, correct?
Exactly. More so in the spring. In the spring, we provide a lot of them from the Forest Preserve Fisheries budget. The fall is actually pretty nice. It's a big cooperative effort where the state is buying some for the Forest Preserve lakes. The state is providing some from the wonderful Jake Wolf Hatchery. And then the Forest Preserve is buying some as well. So we actually have three different sources of fish coming. So that's why you see a little variety out there. You know, you get some of those golden rainbow trout. You get some larger ones, some smaller ones. So you do get a little variety because these fish are coming from three different sources. So.
I have to tell you, I don't remember what year it was, but I was watching the kids fishing. And this kid catches, it was a golden trout that was, I mean, I'm talking well over a foot. And this kid was like,
he didn't know what he caught, did he? He was excited.
He was excited. And
and that's what we love about the trout season, Chauncey. It's just great to see moms out there with their sons and daughters and dads out there with their sons and daughters and guys out there with their dads. And it's just a great time to get out and enjoy some nice fall weather. And, you know, people always do really well. These are all farm-raised fish, so they're pretty. Typically, people do pretty well catching them once they find them. So it's just a great event that you know we're happy to work with the state to provide. I don't know statewide. What is it? Something like 57 lakes throughout the state of Illinois, and then you know six within Cook County alone, or six within the Forest Preserves, and then you still have Wolf Lake, which is a state lake in Cook County. So a lot of great opportunities.
And they're stocked in DuPage and Will in Lake County, McHenry County. I mean It's a plethora. I haven't used that word in a couple of months. A plethora.
That's a good one. You know what? There's going to be a plethora of fish and a plethora of lakes. So you can do it all.
And one of the key notes here is, and I've gone down and, you know, without my fishing rod and just tried to help people catch fish or, you know, try to help, you know, guys there with four kids and I'll try to help him for a while and then go on to the next group. You know, these fish do not have largemouth bass type mouths. They got little mouths, folks.
Nope. Yep.
So don't get goofy with a bobber that's a foot long.
Small mouths, small baits. Yep.
Yes, exactly.
Flies, power baits, all the good stuff.
And they'll actually, yeah, there's a big rush on opening day in a couple of days, but they can kind of hang around for, a couple weeks.
Yeah. You know, normally that opening weekend is pretty hectic, but and I think a lot do get fished out in that initial weekend, but that week throughout, people are still catching them. And then up until that second weekend, the second weekend, we typically see people fishing. By that time, I think it's getting pretty thin, but if you don't want to deal with the crowds on Saturday, Sunday, and you can sneak off during the week, that may be an even better opportunity because there's still definitely going to be some fish in there, and you may not have to deal with so much of the crowd. And then it's great, when we go out and do our surveys every once in a while throughout the summer and fall months, every once in a while we'll come across some. So you do get a little bit of holdover. Some of them are still hiding in these deeper lakes.
Mm-hmm.
The Forest Reserve likes to put them in the deeper lakes so that the fish get a bit of a thermal break, so, get to some colder water. So you may find them in some deeper waters later in the season as well.
Mm. Now, what are the lakes that are getting them?
Yeah, so, as I said, the Forest Reserve is putting them in six lakes. So up north, the North Pool of Bussy Reservoir gets them in the fall season. That's one that's only in the fall season. And then the Standards Axe Head Lake in Park Ridge and Blue Lake, similarly Park Ridge, just Plains area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the three up north. And then down south, you have Sag Quarry East. That's just the east pond at the Sag Quarries. Horsetail Lake in Palos Park. And then Green Lake down in Lake Calumet City. So lots of opportunity throughout the county.
When I was reading the notification from the state about this, it sounded like, I want to say 500 to 600 was the low end, and some lakes are getting over 1,000.
Yeah, definitely. The North Pool Bussy Reservoir is getting over almost 2,500 pounds of fish. Now, these are going to be anywhere from 3/4 to pound fish, so it's pretty, you're looking at, 2,000 to 4,000 fish, basically.
Yeah.
2,000 to 3,500 fish in Bussy Reservoir. And then Horsetail is getting 1,000 pounds, so maybe about 1,500 fish there. Sag Quarry is getting 850 pounds, so a little over 1,000 fish there.
Yeah.
And then Green Lake's getting about 700 pounds, so you're looking at about 1,000 fish there. So, you're getting decent numbers of fish are going in.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hope that everyone's abiding by the laws and taking their 5 per day, and that's all. We want to make sure everybody gets a chance to get out there and fish them. Make sure you have that inland trout stamp, and make sure you only take 5 per day. That's the big catch.
Yeah. And if you see somebody catching their fish and taking their little bucket back to their car and throwing them in the ice chest and coming back down for round 2, don't be afraid to call the phone number for the Forest Preserve District police or the Cook County, right?
Exactly. The Forest Preserve police will respond to any calls. They'll be out patrolling as well, but 708-771-1000 is the Forest Preserve police, where they can quickly dispatch someone in the area to get there. And I also always like giving out the state of Illinois, the DNR is conservation officers. That's the 800. It's 877-2-DNR-LAW. Again, that's 877-2-DNR-LAW, which is 236-7592. Mm-hmm. So the state's always aware of the lakes, and they're always out patrolling. The Forest Preserve cops will be out there. But it's good if we can get a little extra vigilance from the general public to make sure everyone's following the laws so that everybody has a fair chance to get some nice rainbow trout.
Exactly. And you know what? If you're fishing, by a mom or a dad with the kids out there, and you get a fish on the line, hand your rod to the kid. Let them have fun.
Exactly.
Because
you'll get them hooked for life. Pun intended,
Exactly. And you know what? You'll feel so good because the kid caught the fish and you helped the kid catch the fish, so you feel like you caught the fish. I don't need to keep a fish anymore. I just enjoy doing that. But it is such a great program that, like you said, there's more. And if you think, I'm going to sneak in at night when nobody's out there, well, I hate to tell you this. The Forest Preserve and the DNR officers are going to be sitting in the woods watching.
Yes, our officers are very aware that it is a popular activity to sneak in at night when the preserves are closed. So they are looking. They love this time of year because it's an easy time to catch people. Just a reminder, it is illegal to have trout in your possession from October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So going back a couple days already here through the opening on October 15th. And then in addition to that, the Forest Preserve does close those preserves completely that have the trout lakes in them beginning on Monday, October 10th, and then they will open right around dawn on mm-hmm. Saturday the 15th.
Yeah.
So if you see those gates closed, that's so we can get the fish in and give them a chance to disperse and get mm-hmm. acclimated in the waters. And just be patient. They'll open bright and early on Saturday the 15th.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, you know, you're probably going to, if you're waiting early in the morning, there may be a few cars in line to get into the preserves. Wait for someone to come and open the gate, okay?
Yeah, our police officers have been really good about trying to get those gates open as early as possible mm-hmm. on the morning of the 15th, because they know that there's a lot of anxious people out there, so they don't mind getting them open, you know, as early as they can,
yeah.
you know, whether that's dusk or dawn or a little bit before dawn.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, it's almost like I think I've seen a little bit of everything, and then you know what? I see something new, which is just remarkable. But once again, it's a great program that's sponsored by the, you know, the state of Illinois and the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. A couple of other I mentioned earlier, they have smallmouths. Don't use a big bobber. Go with smallmouths. People use redworms, minnows, corn.
Yeah, corn's a popular one.
Fish chow, one of my doctors likes to use a small MEP spinner and does very yeah. well. what
small,
else?
But like you said, smaller lures.
Mm-hmm.
Water temperature's getting a little colder. You know, we're getting these cold nights, so, you know, fish are slowing down a little bit, and, like, the trout have the small mouth, so
yeah,
fish accordingly.
Yeah, and one of the things about the trout, they like it cooler, so while the bluegill or the bass might be slowing down, the trout are going to not slow down. They want to eat. They want to have fun. They run past you in a school of 100, and you just go like that.
they like that cold water. That's their specialty. Oh,
exactly. Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for everything the Fisheries Division does, from the walleye things, the surveys throughout the forest preserves, to you know, shoreline restoration work, to weed control, to oh my goodness, I can't think of all the things you know, things that you guys do, and a lot of people don't know it.
Well, thank you, Chad. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. I mm-hmm. appreciate you having me on to talk, and wish everyone the best of luck on the 15th.
Sounds good. Thanks much for coming on, Steve.
Thank you, John.
Steve Silek, everybody, the guy in charge of all the fish in Cook County Forest Preserves. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. Become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, They know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Director's Hunt, taking place on November 28th and 29th, right after Thanksgiving, at the new location, the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area in central Illinois near Springfield. This hunt will include lunch and a banquet dinner on the 28th, overnight lodging, as well as breakfast on the 29th. Hunting guides and dogs will be provided if needed. For more information, go to the ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org for special early bird pricing and save on groups of four. Make your plans. I'll be there. Get them.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hand of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and this is the Chaunce talking, and thanks for staying tuned in with us. I hope you're enjoying the show with, you know, Bob Cartledge, and then, of course, Steve Sillick telling us where all those rainbow trout are being stocked. Can't go wrong with that one in my books, but it's that time. Let's get the Aiden Fishing Report done before we talk about some other things here in the last segment of the show. And this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, I had a lot of hockey practices. I had a lot of hockey practices this week, so we only got out one day after school. In the Grand Haven Pier, Dad and I were with the pier anglers, and they reported an occasional salmon while they were casting glow spoons closer to dark. The guy said the larger wobbling spoons took fish during the daylight, but you have to have glow spoons when it's dark out or getting dark. I had one catfish on, but it got off right next to the pier.
but all the guys cheered anyway. It got a little cold, so we went to the Bucks. He must mean Starbucks, for hot chocolate. I know you're dropping off the pop-up deer blind, so thanks. Your fishing magician and hockey forward, Aiden. It's the Aiden Fisherman. It must be, yeah, hockey season's coming up, so he must be playing a lot of hockey. And, yeah, he gives me the report every week, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can't miss that. Tell them Chauncey sent you when you stop in there and give them a call. Let's talk about some other fishing spots. Fox River, smallmouth bass are in a little bit of deeper pools right now in many areas of the river. And catfish are hitting dead minnows. Just let them kind of roll down the stream bed. You know, don't use a lot of weight. Just put a dead minnow on and let it go boink, 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 boink. And you'll pick up some fish that way. I like that. The Wolf River, Wisconsin, out of Fremont, one of many people's favorite places to go. White bass and crappie were the most active this past couple of days. They're getting few reports of some small walleye. Bluegills were also being caught for those anglers trying to catch the crappies. So that's pretty good up on the Wolf River. I like that action. We heard Aiden's West Michigan fishing report from the Grand Haven area. But if you're looking to look for some salmon or stuff like that, you may want to try the St. Joe, Kalamazoo, White River, and Muskegon River. Those are the better rivers now, with Lake Michigan really slowing down in a lot of areas there. Northern Wisconsin, to all my friends up north, yeah, hey there, how you guys doing up there? Water temps have been fluctuating. Running teeth today. Cold nights have those northern pike really active. I mean, if you're throwing something that flashes, a spoon, a spinner bait, a white color, you know, even a perch-colored crankbait, you're going to get eaten. Those pike are just, they like cold weather. They like cold water. It gets them going. Walleye in northern Wisconsin, I would have to say fair to decent to good, depending on how good of an angler you are. If you're in a shallow lake, fish the shallows. If you're in a deeper lake, go deeper. Did you hear that? If you're fishing a shallow lake in northern Wisconsin, go shallows for the walleye. If you're working a deeper lake, go down deeper. That's where you're going to find those fish. And you're looking closer to shore, okay? Remember that. You got to be closer to shore in those deeper lakes. Crappie, I would say decent, okay? You're looking for weeds in about 10 to 14 foot of water. That's the action you want to be in for the crappie. And smallmouth are also shallow water, shallower than 10 foot, but topwater baits are killers on those, you know, smallmouth up north right now. You can't, oh man, don't pass that up, because you can do some, you can catch a lot of nice fish if you're going into that area to do some good quality fishing. And that's, I think that's a big important key, because once again, you get the fall color tour, you get a little bit of everything else, and you can't go wrong. The Dells Dam, that's one of the Midwest favorite places to go. And, oh, the colors. Oh, gee. They're so beautiful right now on the Wisconsin River. Oh, in that Portage area, you can't go wrong. It's, I mean, it's, if even if you don't go fishing, go look at the colors. I'm a color freak in the fall. It's my favorite time of the year. But a little bit of everything below the dam there. Below Dell's Dam, they're getting a mix of walleye, smallmouth, crappie, couple of sheephead, perch and everything else. Whoa, I can hear the flute playing, so that must mean we're coming to the end of the show. That creeped up on me. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb every week. And this one comes from the Cheyenne Nation. And it says, beware of the man who does not talk and the dog who does not bite. I'm sorry, bark. Beware of the man who does not talk and the dog who does not bark. How very true. That's a really true statement. Anytime you meet a dog that doesn't bark a lot, and I got huskies and they don't bark a lot at all, just watch them. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. Get out and fish this weekend and enjoy the great outdoors. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.